These two preachers and I, two of my best friends.
Amen.
I love them, and I admire them, and I've seen God use them in a great way.
Amen.
For 40 years. Will you pray for Brother Luther? He'll be sweating bullets. Well, praise the Lord. I'm nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. So I'm going to go back to my roots. So I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7. We've saw God do a lot of things in here. It sure will be a blessing to cap it off tonight and see somebody get saved, wouldn't it? Man, I appreciate that preaching. Our family, this is our family. You know, we made decisions and choices back years ago. I remember when I come over here, my dad gave me an ultimatum. He said, it's either Houston or here. He said, if you choose Houston, you're dead. I said, I'm going to Houston. I was already here, so I went. But you know what? I come back, and I saw my dad about 6 months later come walking in the old church over at 2104 Bevis. I took Brian by there again the other day. I showed him back the window where God filled me. Emptied me out, filled me. I saved. Old Brother Jack said, you wouldn't know the Lord if you met him in the middle of the street. Amen. I saved. But I remember God filling me, but I remember my dad coming. And Brother Jack Wood in the middle of a mission conference, first one I'd ever been to. Brother Mel Rudder and men like that was there. And Brother Rocky, you remember that guy that come from, oh, he was from down there in one of them South American countries. He was preaching. And my dad come walking in the back door. And Brother Jack said, get your Bible and get up here and preach. I was scared to death. I preached and saw my dad walk down the aisle, take Brother Wood by the hand, and say, thank you for helping my boy.
Amen.
God turned all that around.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm still right here.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. And God's been good to me and my family. I'd be scared to go anywhere now. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13, he said, beware. Or enter ye in. Excuse me, I'm ahead of myself. I'm nervous. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come in to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, and the floods came, and winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell. Great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as a scribe. Brother Daniel, would you pray for me?
Father, we come to you tonight again in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I pray, Father, your will be done in this service. Pray you touch Brother Gary and loose him, and Father, let him preach with liberty and unction. Yes. And I pray, Father, hearts that be open, ears that be attentive. I pray there be conviction for the lost sinner. Father, that you'd draw him to Calvary and then be born again. And I pray for that Christian that's drifted and gotten away from God. I pray, Lord, they get it right and get it settled tonight and get back to being a useful child of God in the work of God. Yes. Now, Lord, you just have your way in this service. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Back years ago, I started preaching on the fairy tales, and tonight I'm going to start again. And I'm going to preach on the three little pigs. Bear with me. You might laugh now, but you might not be laughing by the end of it. But I'm going to read a little bit of that because it'll help you. Basically, because if you got any religious starch in you, to blow it out of you. It says, this is a story of three little pigs and one big bad wolf. The three little pigs lived in a house at the bottom of a hill. They lived with their mother. A big bad wolf lived in a house at the top of the hill. And can I tell you, he still lives there tonight?
Yeah.
He's right there at Calvary trying to block you if you're not saved. And he lived alone. One day Mother Pig said, boys, it's time to go your own way. To live in your own houses. Yes, it's time, said the first little pig, to go your own way, said the second little pig, and to live in our own houses, said the third little pig. Ain't that helping y'all right now? So the three little pigs packed their bags. They left the house at the bottom of the hill. Goodbye, now Mother said. Don't forget, watch out for the big, bad wolf. He eats little pigs. B is for big, said the first little pig. B is for bad, said the second little pig. Wolf is for wolf, said the third little pig. Their mama told them, you better watch out now. He's very sly. Soon, they came to the place where three roads met. I'll go this way and build my house, said pig number one. Pig number two said, I'll go this way and build my house. Pig number three said, I believe I'm going to just stay right here at the foot of the hill and build my house. Now I want to just say this to you tonight. Verse 13 tells us to enter into the straight gate, because he said, broad is the way. You know, there's a lot of people still on that broad road tonight.
Yep.
You sitting in here in this church, and some of you have been sitting in this church a long way, a long time, and you're still on the broad road. Yeah. There's been people in here on the sound of this hype preaching all week, and you're still on the broad road. Said some of you's like, soon they come to the place where three roads met. Do you know there's all three of these people, these boys represented here tonight in this church? They came to the road for rebels. They came to the road of the religious. And then one went to the highway of the righteous. I want to say this to you tonight. That first little pig, he liked some of y'all. Amen. He was very careless. He said, this road is not, and you listen to what I'm saying, he's very carefree. There, I'm telling you, it's full of it's full of scenery. It's full of beauty. Amen. But it's broad, and it's also very curvy. It's not a straight road, probably. It's full of enticements. It's full of lures of every kind. I watch young people, it seemed like all the time, they get on that broad road. It seemed like they just get continually, and they get continually deceived. But see, this little pig, this first little pig, may be like some of you. He wasn't going to listen to nobody. You told him to do something, he just do it to spite you. That's something you sitting in here right tonight. You get told to do something, you're going to do the opposite just to spite somebody. Yeah. You're a rebel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're ungodly. You're dirty. You're going to hell. And there's a wolf that's waiting to devour you.
Yeah.
Think about, amen, I thought about, hey, listen, this road is, I'm telling you, I mean, you think about it. I thought about this little pig, and man, I mean, he said, I'm going my own way. I'm going to do my own thing. Yeah. Amen. He gets out there. He said, look at this. Man, this ain't nothing like. And there's some of y'all going to get out there, and you're going to find out that there's pleasure in sin for a season. But can I tell you something tonight? That season's short-lived, and I'm telling you, before you know it, you're going to be in bondage. You're going to be, amen, your life is going to be in a wreck, and you're going to be messed up more than you thought you'd ever be messed up. Why, it'll come in your home, don't care what
your name is, don't care what your pedigree is, don't care what church you've been in. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, if you're a rebel tonight, I'm telling you, it's sin to destroy you.
Right. Hey.
Right.
Think about this thing. Boy, I thought about it. I mean, this little road. I mean, he's looking good. He said, man, look at this. He said, they are just over-exaggerating. I mean, you get to thinking, hey, that Bible said in Psalm 10, verse 3 and 4, it said the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, for the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God's not in all his thoughts. You out there tonight, some of y'all running around, God is a million miles from your thoughts. If you could be out of here right now, you would have never come in here tonight. But you're here. And God's trying to give you one more chance.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
God's trying to give you one more call. God's trying to give you one more opportunity to get saved.
That's good.
Amen. Think about this road boy. He said, hey, listen, the first little pig, he found him a man that said, I want some straw. That looks comfortable. That looks cozy. Amen. And there's a lot of y'all. Amen. You don't want nothing. Amen. It's going. Listen. You ain't looking for anything. It might cost you anything. You want to just throw it up there. Hey, you better listen to me. I'm talking about this little old pig. He was careless. He was carefree. He didn't care about the wolf. He thought that wolf won't get me. Just like some of y'all. You think you're the exception to the rule. There's some of you sitting in here tonight. You've got by with this and you've got by with that. And you've hit it from your mom, your dad. You've hit it from your brother, your sister. You've hit it from your preacher. You've hit it from somebody. But I'm going to tell you one of these days, there's going to come a knock at your door.
Hear it.
First little big, he built his house out of straw. One, two, three, snip, snap. And this house was done. But it was not a very good house. It was not a very strong house. But listen to what. He said, but who cares? Said the little pig. I don't want to work all day. I want to dance and play. And he did. Hey, some of y'all. You don't want to look for God. You don't want God bothering you. You don't want God amen in your plans.
That's right.
You just want to dance and play. You just want to live your life after everything that's wrong. You hear people testify about what sin will do, and it just goes right over you. And the wolf sitting there in the background said, oh, you're the exception to the rule. I can't handle you. Oh, hey, listen, Psalm 10, verse 11 said, he has said in his heart, God hath forgotten me. He hath hid, he hideth his face. He will never see it. But you become foolish.
Amen.
Just like the scripture said, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God.
Yeah.
Go ahead and live like you want to. But you're going to break a mama's heart. You're going to break a daddy's heart. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You better think of what you're doing.
Man.
It's going to be very costly. I'm talking about just carefree. But someone was watching from the hill. Someone who likes to eat little pigs. You listening to me? devil lets you live like you want to. Sin lets you live like you want to. Hey, some of you sitting in here tonight, I don't know how you have endured some of this preaching that you've endured. Amen. And sat here and the Holy Ghost be so strong and so hot in here. And I'm telling you, you just said, if I can get by with this, if I can have just a little more time, I'll do what I want to do and I'll get out of here and I'll get this off of me. But I'm telling you, the wolf is at the door.
Yeah.
Said, you see, the new modern day versions says they don't blame the wolf, they blame the pigs. Mm-hmm. And that's the way religion and stuff is. See, they said the pigs done the wolf wrong. And the wolf was a vegetarian. And you read the new modern version, and amen, the wolf was getting to, amen, the wolf was being abused by the pigs because they wouldn't let them eat him. I'm telling you tonight, hey, there's a real devil and there's still real sin and it will destroy your life.
Yes.
Think about a young man I was thinking about yesterday. His grandpa was one of the greatest men of God that ever put a pair of shoes on. Preached a 30-day meeting in here before, sung him old songs, amen. But I'm telling you, I watched that boy when he's 14 years up get tangled up in a sin that he couldn't get loose from. And amen, I seen him struggle with it for 10 or 12 years. And we went over there on a Sunday night and he told his wife, I just can't take this kind of living no more, and took a .357 Magnum and blew his brains out. You can't handle it tonight. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Right.
So Pig thought he could handle it. He thought he was exception. Somebody was watching. Somebody liked to eat little pigs. One day, hey, you better hear what I'm saying. He came knocking. He knocked on that little pig's door and he said, little pig, let me in. He said, no. There's a wolf. They told me to have him. I didn't believe it. You're going to get caught in a situation where you ain't got time to get right with God. I wonder how many people went to hell tonight and amen, lost everything they had because they was hoping that they'd have enough time to get right with God. But when it came, they didn't have enough time to get right. They was too busy dying. And I'm telling you, they didn't have the sins. God, and I'm telling you, they left this world unprepared to meet God. And you'll do the same thing. I'll say this to you. That little pig blew on his door. Or that little wolf blew on his door. He blew and he said, huffed. He huffed and he puffed and blew that house of straw right in. I'm going to tell you, he walked in the bird. It said the little pig got away and run to his brother's house. But in the original story, he was pork chops. That's what's going to happen to you. You're not going to get away. You're not going to get away. You better hear me tonight. That Bible said, lust when it's conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Death, death, death. The wages of sin is still death. And you will die. Go ahead, live like you want to. Get AIDS, or get the AIDS disease when you're 17 years old and live 12 years and die and go to hell without God. Break your mom and daddy's heart. Huh? Go ahead. Little pig, little pig. No. He's coming in. You can't stop him. Then I want to say this. Now the second little pig.
See, first pig, he's gone. He's dead.
Yep.
His life's over.
Yep.
He in hell. And that's right where you headed. Now the second little pig, he built his house out of sticks. He like some of y'all. He didn't want to build his house out of straw. He said, my brother's done it.
Yeah.
Thou won't build no solid foundation neither. I'm just going to build mine out of some good sticks. See, he is religious. He said to a man, give me a bundle of your best sticks. I need to build me a good house. That's what he did. But you know the Bible's still right when it says in Proverbs 14:12, that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Amen.
He did it because he didn't want to be like his brother. He didn't want to be goofy. He didn't want to be a rebel. But he wanted to live and build his house after his own thinking.
Yeah.
That's what some of y'all are doing.
Well, nah, you're right.
Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, you come in here, you know what the Bible says. You know what thus saith the Lord says.
Amen.
Amen. You know what God says to be saved. But you said, nope, I ain't going that way. You're like Cain.
Yeah.
See, Cain thought the same thing. He didn't like the blood bowl way.
Yeah.
He got mad at God. He wanted to come approach God on his own thinking. But God's got a way. And you still going to have to come God's way.
Amen.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to do it my way. And if God don't understand, that's all right. And God don't understand. He's got a way. He done put it down. Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
Amen.
I am the truth.
Amen.
I am the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. But you know what some of y'all have done? You say, well, I'll just go down there and make a profession. I've been reading some stuff about Mr. Madman and all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you, that joke was sorry, but he's still better sorry than some of y'all. Amen. Come in here and make a little old profession of faith. Amen. You might as well get with me tonight.
You're right.
Take our good girls off, our good boys off. Ain't got no intention for living for God. Amen. You full of hell. I'm going to tell you tonight, you're going to hell unless you repent.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You better hear me. I'm going to just say this to you tonight. He said, I'm going to build that my faith. I made me face of faith. I'll get in here and I'll learn the terminology.
Yeah.
I'll talk about being full. You don't, and you're empty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know nothing what he was preaching about a while ago about that skillet and having that thing hot and produce, and that thing, boy, producing that food. And, amen. You listen to me? Oh, I'm telling you, you sit around here and you're interested in doing that to your own thinking like Naaman. He thought. He said, he thought. He got mad. He went to see the preacher. The preacher gave him a message he didn't like, just like some of y'all don't like the message. He told him to jump the river. Amen. You don't like what the preacher's told you, thus saith the Lord. You're going to try to do it after your own thinking. You know what he did? He liked to turn right back around and he almost went to hellfire. And I'm telling you, hey, if you don't listen to what the man of God's preached and you don't listen to the Lord, I'm telling you, you'll die in your sin in a religious condition.
Yeah.
You won't do it after his own. This pig won't do that. He said, He built it after his own. He built it after his own thinking. He's kind of much like the fool in Luke 12. He said, I'll build bigger barns. And I'll build it. God said, thou fool. Religious, but lost. You've been baptized, but your life ain't never changed. You can't never get the victory over sin. You know, I know people struggle sometimes, but if you're having a problem with the same thing 5, 6, and 10 years later, 15, 20 years later, you ain't never got saved.
Yeah. Amen. We all right with that tonight?
Right. Amen. If you can't quit drinking liquor, and you can't quit fornicating, and you quit, amen, you're cheating, and y'all, amen, you're living unclean, you're living ungodly. You know why you can't quit that? Because you ain't got no quitter down inside you. But I'm telling you, that Bible's still right. When it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new.
Amen.
You ever get saved? You ever get saved? There's a God that's big enough that'll move down in your heart and it'll change you by the power.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every time hot preaching comes along, you know what you do? Say, you got a form. You got a form of godliness. But you deny the power of God. There ain't no stone in there. There ain't no foundation. There ain't no concrete in there. And so that wind starts blowing. And God starts moving. And you run over here and try to catch it. And you run over there. And you wear yourself out just trying to hold it up. God just keeps blowing a board loose here and blowing a board there. And it falls down over here and it falls down over there. Because you're lost. You're lost. I'm talking about you ain't never been changed in 20 years in your little profession of faith. Ain't done nothing for you. If it ain't changed your life and done no more for you than it ought to have done for you, you might not want to die with it.
Amen. That's right.
Just trying to say to you tonight, he said, he built his house out of sticks. 1, 2, 3. Zip, zap. This house was done. God will take this.
Looked pretty good on the outside.
But you know what the problem was? Wasn't no foundation.
Yeah.
You tried to be a part of this. You tried to be a part of it. You joined that. You joined this. Hey, listen. I've seen old hardened drunks. We work down on them streets. And I know some of them boys make professions and they'd stay down. But I've seen God change a few of them, Brother Dan. And I've seen them come up and leave that place and we never heard from them again or get a letter. And amen, find out they was in church serving God somewhere. The Lord had changed their life.
Amen.
Hey.
Built that house. Just like some of y'all got to build any house religiously. It's not a very good house. Or a very strong house. But who cares? See, down in his heart, he is just like his rebel brother. He didn't want to do it right. He said, I don't want to work all day. I want to sing. And I want to play. And that's what he did. Again, he done it after his own thinking. But somebody was watching him. Somebody! Who likes to eat little pigs? I'm just trying to tell you tonight. You better hear what I'm telling you. You better understand that this thing's real. He said, I am the door. Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So go in and out and find pasture. That's the only way of salvation.
Yeah.
You better hear me. But somebody was watching. You know what he did? He So I got that first pig. I will get this second pig. I can get him. Boy, he went up there and knocked on that door. He said, Little pig, let me come in. He said, oh, no. No, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. He said, little pig, I'm going to tell you something right now. I done eat your brother, and I'm fixing to eat you. He said, no, my house is stronger.
Yeah.
But you know what that old wolf did? He said, I'll show you what I think about your house. And he huffed. And he puffed. And he huffed. And he puffed. He worked just a little bit harder. And he huffed. And finally, he blew that house of sticks right down. And right when that little pig thought he got away, that wolf grabbed him. I said, meal number two. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find out in that day what our text say. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
You're going to find out that that little profession you've been living on.
That's right.
Mighty.
Amen.
Little pig, I'm going to destroy you. He said, no. I got baptized.
Yeah.
Amen. I read one little book. Amen. They called him Pastor Pig. We got a lot of them. I mean, they fill these churches up. Pastor Pigs. They in it for their own.
Yeah.
He told him, you're all right. What a nice house. What a lovely house. You don't need all this. But he found out when it come time to die, he did need it. You're going to find out when you come to die. You did need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You did need to be saved. You did need to ask God to deliver you. You did need to repent and turn from your sin and turn to God. But you're just a little bit short. And a little bit short is still a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died. Now, the third little pig, he takes and says, I'm going to stay right at the foot of the hill. Man, I've listened to Mama warn me about them. And our daddy was killed by the wolf. And our mama's warned us, and our mama's warned us. And he said, boys, y'all go do what you want to. But I believe we better build our house right here. They said, nope, we're going over here. He said, I'm going to stay right here and build mine. Or I can keep my eye on that cross. Or I can keep my eye on that tree. You listen to me? Oh, I read this story, and there was parts of it. You know what this little pig was doing? He had him a book. And you know what it was about? It was about how the wolf likes to kill and eat little pigs. He read it, and he read it, and he studied it, and he studied it. When he found a man coming by his place one day, you know what he did? He said, boy, here's this guy come by and had a bunch of bricks. He had a bunch of mortar. He said, little pig, he said, you better build your house on that rock right there.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He listened to him.
Yeah.
And boy, he read that book, and he'd read that book about how that wolf destroyed little pigs. And he'd get down there and he'd work. Oh, he said, he'd get down there and boy, hey, listen, ain't this the third little pig built his house out of bricks? And I mean, this little pig worked hard. And he made him a four wood. I ain't talking about working for your salvation now. I'm talking about he had to get on the rock first.
Amen.
He built that house brick by brick. He made that chimney on the roof. When it was done, it was a very good house. And it was a very strong house. His answer was different from his two brothers. You remember where they said, now He said, I don't have, Theta said, I don't have time for this. We want to dance and play. He said, now I have time to rest. Now I have time to play. Said the third little pig. But someone was watching.
Yeah.
From the hill, who liked to eat little pigs. The next day, he came down the hill. He came to where that pig's house was. And the big bad wolf went to that house with a brick. And that house that was built on a rock. And he come to him with sheep's clothing. He said, little pig, let me come in. He said, oh, no, not by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin. I know who you are. You're the wolf. He said, I ate your brother, and then I ate your other brother, and I'm fixing to get you. He said, no, you won't build this house. You won't blow this house down because it's built on the right foundation.
Yeah.
I did what the book told me to do.
Yeah.
I made preparations.
Amen.
That old wolf got mad. He began to bang on that door and he said, you better let me in. He said, I won't let you in. He said, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in, said the wolf. But to that wolf's amazement, them other two pigs run off. They hid. They got scared. But you know what that little pig did? He stuck his head out the window. Said, go ahead. Blow all you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blow your fool head off.
Yeah.
Everything you do, this house is built on a rock. It's been built just like the book, because I didn't need to build it.
Yeah.
Blow, blow, blow all you want. He didn't make fun of him.
Yep.
And the wolf said then, I'll blow it down. Can I tell you something tonight? That Bible still right when it says, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Whoa! Can I tell you, 1 John 5:14 said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us.
Yeah.
That old pig said, I got a heifer. Oh, that pig, that wolf got mad. I mean, he said, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow it down. He just laughed at him and said, go ahead, big boy. This house ain't coming down. And he huffed. And he puffed. And he huffed. And he puffed. Then he puffed. And he huffed. And he puffed. Huff, puff. And he puffed. But guess what? The house still didn't come down. His face got red. His ears turned blue. His eyes began to water. All that he could do, he couldn't blow the house off. I'm telling you something tonight. There's coming a day when God is going to prove to the world what you got.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to tell you why all these guys that started out was 40 years ago in here. Because there come a day when what was proven, what they had was not real and they're gone.
Yeah.
He said, I'm old health and I'm old health. He just kept trying. Finally, just laid down. He said, man, I ain't never had this problem before. Boy, the wolf got mad. He said, I'll get this pig if it's the last thing I do. One of the last things his mama ever told him said, keep you always a cast iron pot of hot water. Listen to me. Keep it under that chimney. Keep that tag. You know what I'm talking about? You know what ought to be a test? Ought to be some hot water. Ought to be a hot testimony. Amen. In a way that you write with God when that day comes. Hey, he's going to do everything he knew. But if you're all right, he ain't going to hurt you.
Amen. Yeah.
6 years ago, this April, I met that joker. In a way, I ain't never met him. Laying in that coma, I heard them doctors when they come in there. That wolf, you know what he's telling me? I'm going to huff. I'm going to puff. I'm going to blow your house down. Yeah. Everything you got ain't nothing to it. Huh? I'm telling you, I ain't never. I said, Lord, I ain't never been in this spot before. And I'd like to tell you, when they told them, I heard them tell my wife, go get my wife, and said, tell them, this is the day we're going to take him off of life support. I said, man, I must really be sick. You better hear me, man. Man, I'm laying there, and I entered in the valley of the shadow of death. You know what I found out? It's very dark. The first person I run into was a wolf. He said, where's your God at now, big boy? Look at you. You're going to die all alone. You're going to die by yourself. Where's your God at now? Where's he at? And I swear, I know more than two verses of Scripture, but that's all I can think of. 1 John 5:14, I just quoted, and Hebrews 10:35. I know some people think, well, that ain't for us. And I don't care if it's a tribulation book or not. God help me that day. Yeah. Hebrews 10:35 said, cast not away therefore thy confidence, which for thee is great recompense and reward.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, I don't need a whole chapter. I don't even need a whole verse. But if I just had a word. And they brought Gary home from Germany. And he's sitting in the waiting room. And God speaks to him and says, your daddy needs the Bible read to him. He got up and told his mama. He said, God wants me to go read daddy some Bible. And he come in there and he said, daddy, I'm going to read. I don't even know if you can hear me, but I'm going to read the Bible to you like you used to do to me when I was a little boy. He began to read Psalm 100. He read Psalm 102. He read Psalm 103. And when he got to Psalm 103, it said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Verse number 2. So, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. God gave him a word. And all of a sudden that darkness began to dispel and that light come in. God spoke to my heart and said, be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Oh, I'm telling you, and that light come in and God said, I'm still working on you. I'm still here with you. Hey, you know what I found out? He huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed up, but he could not blow that house in.
Yeah,
built on the rock. And all of a sudden, you listen to me. Oh, Lord God, isn't that thing? Can I come up out of there? 48 hours later or so, I'm sitting in my living room where they put me out of. I'm just trying to tell you that. Boy, that pig, that wolf, he come down that chimney to his surprise. He hit that hot water. Now, you know what I found out about the enemy? When he hits that hot water where God's at and you keeping that testimony right and you keeping your life trying to live right, and I'm talking about being saved, washed in the blood, he can't handle that. They overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So my question is to you tonight. Found this in the end of that little book. You know what's funny? The wolf wasn't looking at a pig cookbook no more. He's figuring out trying how to eat chickens.
Yeah.
And if you get in all the way, he might quit trying to gnaw at your house all the time.
Right.
That's good.
He might find him a different dessert. So I'm going to ask you. Little pig? Little pig, which one are you? You the first pig, just a rebel? You've done everything you want to do and you ain't listening to nobody? Are you the second one? You're religious? Are you that third pig? Your house is on the rock.
Amen.
He said, I liken him unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. I'm
yes.
Your brother Danny. I'm just wondering tonight. Are you saved? Are you really saved tonight? Is what you thought worth taking a chance on going to hell for?
Yeah.
The way you want to live?
I might.
Well, I've seen many young person make a wrong choice. I remember Gary right here, 13 years old. I did everything I could do. I thought about killing him. Bonehead. We got out to Montpelier, Idaho, and I prayed. And I said, Lord, I really don't know what to do. And I said, Lord, don't let the devil destroy my boys. Don't let that old wolf destroy my family, please, oh God. Gary was sitting in that little church, and Brother Colson come walking in there. He put his arm around him and said, how you doing, boy? A lot of people don't know this, but Brother Colson can really play guitar very well. Gary was sitting there hitting a few licks on the guitar. You know what happened? About 40 minutes, what I'd been worried about and fretting over, when he come out of there, God touched him and God changed him. At 13 years old, God started talking to him about going to Germany. When he was 18, we all went over and left him. He stayed over almost 17 years. I'll tell you something. There's a real devil. He's after you. There's a real wolf. And he will kill you. You can't tame him, jokers. Old Brother Jerry MacDonald used to have him. He'd say, y'all better be careful. You'll lose a finger. You'll lose a hand. Oh, they may act like you can tame him. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you saved? Them two boys died. Them two pigs died and that one lived. Wouldn't it have been a blessing if three of them had lived? Three of them had made it? Don't you go to hell today for nobody. Whatever your name is, I don't care. Don't you go to hell for nobody. Amen, Brother Jesse.
I have a source of strength when I am weak that takes me through.
Oh, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To give you rest tonight. Don't you go to hell. Please don't go to hell. We've had a good week.
Of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I do not know how others may
to
hands of my sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and he drew me gently to his side.
Long nose. he finds him a straggler, kills it, skins it, puts the skin on, slips right into the church. I grew up on a farm in West Texas. We never tried to decide whether it was a good wolf or a bad wolf. We shot them all. You know what that country's overrun with now? Wild pigs. Now you didn't see that one coming, did you? You can't even farm out there anymore. All those farms are just pasture land now in Central Texas. Because there's so many wild pigs, if you plant a crop in one night, they'll come through there and destroy it. Because nobody wants to shoot these little pigs. They're the good guys. Not when they're wild. Listen, kids. You need a fence. You don't need to just run wild. You'll destroy other people's property. Finally, yourself. My brother bought a trap to catch wild pigs. He paid over $6,000 for that trap. Big heavy metal trap. You put it together and you raise it up in the air on cables. And he's got an app on his phone. Got a camera on that cage. Puts corn in there. Waits for the little pigs to get in there. He watches. He's counting them. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He likes to get about 40 at a time. Boom. Down it comes. He drives up there with his trailer. Loads them up. Hauls them to the guy with a game-proof fence. It has day hunters come in with their bows and arrows, their rifles. They go pig hunting. You're not in the clear just because you're a pig. Only one out of three of them survived. There's wolves, there's hunters. There's farmers. Normally, easygoing people. Till you start destroying their crops. And then they don't mind killing you. If you're here and you're not saved, you're missing a real good chance to come get the real deal. My mind races forward. I don't know how long. One of these days, there'll be a great white throne judgment. And I fear, my heart trembles lest somebody in this service tonight ends up there. Great white throne, lost. sat through a great camp meeting, had one last chance to get the real thing. She said, I'll be all right. These are sturdy sticks. Our religion is strong. Don't miss your chance.
Yes, amen.
Brother Chris, we've been in some good camp meetings before and seen the power of God and watched teenagers walk away. And a lot of them today are out there in trouble.
Yes, sir.
They're 35 or 40 years old now. They had a chance just like this one time. They just had some things they wanted to do. It's not worth it.
Amen.
Whatever you think is worth it, you're deceived. It's not worth it. All hearts clear? All right, let's stand together. You never heard the three little pigs like that, did you? He put together a whole series of those stories. He preached them everywhere. He took a lot of heat for preaching those. But you know, really, all those children's stories written over 100 years ago taught Bible principles.
Yes.
Yeah. It's only after they revised them that broke down. But in the originals, they gave you the truth. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you for God's men that stood tonight, faithfully preached the word of God, and gave the opportunity for people to get right and get saved. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for these, our friends that are gathered here tonight from all over the world. And Father, have come and prayed and shouted and cried and rejoiced, and given offerings. And Lord, I pray that you'd give them safety going home. I pray, Father, that you'd give them rejoicing in their heart. I pray, Lord, that your will be done in their ministries and they'd have some fresh oil to preach and pray and read their Bible with. And, Father, that you'll just do the work that man cannot do and give them the anointing to do the work the way you want them to do it.
Amen.
Lord, have your way in every heart here, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. No food across the parking lot tonight, so...